The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorantos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 26 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Ranella. She was born and raised in the Philippines. Ranella's strong-willed character and dedication led her to move to America and landed her in Cerritos, California to pursue her career as a professional singer. Her professional background includes Grammy-produced songs, commercial pop singles, multiple appearances in live performances, tour collaborations, TV and radio shows, as well as performing for former President of the Philippines, Fidel Ramos. After a three-year hiatus, Ranella was cast to join the season one of Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian on E! Network. Ranella's transformation was not only one of the show's biggest success stories, but it has motivated her to continue pursuing her music career. Since the show, she has been traveling across the country, singing national anthems for professional sports teams, and as of recent with the LA Lakers opening game with the Warriors in 2019.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Ranella. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Well, thank you so much for that great intro.
Oh, you're welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm excited to talk to you a little bit. So
yes.
I guess my first question for you is, you're obviously from the Philippines. We heard that.
Originally, uh-huh.
What made you come to this country? Was there something in particular?
Yeah, well, I have a crazy life story. That's another story. My mom and my dad separated when I was 7, and coming to the U.S., my mom moved to the U.S. first prior to us, so they were separated, and we ended up here with my mom. My sister and I ended up here with my mom. So that's another story in itself, because it was like one of those family drama, soap opera type of story. Yeah, when they separated. And then coming to the U.S. was kind of like, it was unexpected. It was just to kind of like get away from my dad, who was not allowing us to speak to my mother when I was younger.
Wow.
So, yes. But being a singer, I've been a singer since I was living in the Philippines, and I can't remember a day or two that I didn't sing or hum a tune. And moving to the U.S. just kind of broadened my skills more so than ever, and it confirmed what really was my purpose in this world.
Yeah, okay. So tell us a little bit about, is your main instrument then your voice?
Yes, it is. Actually, okay. Yes, that's the only really main instrument that I can really utilize. Although I'm a frustrated drummer, I try to like learn a thing or two when I get a hold of a drumstick and then I see a drum set. I love doing that. I don't know why. I feel like one day I'll be like Sheila E. or something. I don't know. Who knows?
You know what? It's interesting you say that. I think when I heard Adele's story, how I think learning a little drum just helps vocalists take it to a whole other level. And I think it's something that a lot of singers should take note of or try to tap into.
Yeah, I think so too. Because when that happened, I was literally in a booth. And at that time, my producer and engineer was trying to teach me how to get the rhythm. So there happened to be a drum set in the booth. So while they're mixing my song, they were like, just relax for a second. Let's spend 5 minutes. We're going to try to mix this vocals that you have. And then while I was in the booth, I was trying to follow the production. And then I was like, oh, this is easy, you know, just listening in and see what instrument that they were using. And I kind of learned the basic of playing drums, and it does help with your vocals, especially for me when it comes to like recording, because recording is a totally different aspect of music than performing live, you know, with the audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're 100% right, Ranella. I've been doing this 8 years, and I finally tapped into rhythm and groove in the last 6 months, and it's made a whole huge difference in the way I sing and just how I even listen to songs. And I would highly recommend for people to really focus on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's always good to learn and broaden yourself. You know, if this is the business that we really definitely want to get into, you definitely want to open up yourself to different parts of the music, down to the music business. And that's another story also.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your influences.
So obviously moving to the U.S., all the way from the Philippines, it was very different because the music that I listened to when I was younger was the top music from all over the world. So I had, you know, from Metallica to Madonna to Mariah Carey to Whitney Houston to, you know, Guns N' Roses to Beatles, because my dad would play Beatles, and Karen Carpenter to the Supremes to Stevie Wonder. So it was very different. Like I got pulled from different genres. So when I came to the U.S., it just kind of confirmed what I learned, and I still was open to listening to EDM, to R&B, to rap and hip hop. So those were my main influences. But vocally, I grew up loving Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Patti LaBelle, all the great vocalists of our time. And, you know, that's kind of like how I grew into becoming a better singer. I just listened to them and I'm like, oh, okay, this is how they do it. So, you know, I would try to mimic them. And that's kind of how my voice got stronger, besides performing live and experiencing live performance.
Yeah, and the people you just mentioned are legends. So those are some very good role models to have there.
Absolutely, yes. I love real power vocals, and that's why I think that it really helped me vocally moving forward. Even singing the national anthem, you know, all over the country, I really enjoy doing it in a stadium and like have my voice ringing out in a big stadium, because I do have power vocals, and that's kind of also like a different avenue to take, because with the music now, with the whole R&B pop world, it's a different type of sound that they're, you know, that they have commercially.
Yeah, well, and there's nothing wrong with a nice anthem, right? You must love those.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the challenges that you have faced since coming to this country.
I would say being an Asian American now, in the very beginning as a musician, I was always questioned, because they're like, well, okay, you're Asian, you should stick to pop, you know, like the teeny bopper pop.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have a bigger voice than that. So they would always give me like production that's like, you know, ABC to my vocals. And I'm like, no, I can actually sing. So I've been tested and I've been questioned since I was first, you know, dove into the music business. So, and then I'm used to people saying, oh, well, then if you can sing, then sing something. And I couldn't wait. Not before, in the beginning, I was shy. But like, I, you know, as I went on, I couldn't wait for them to be like, I'm like, here we go. Someone's going to be like, oh, we'll sing something. And I couldn't wait to like just sing for them. And then I'll just look into their eyes. I'm like, there, I sing. And they're like, oh my God. And then, and I already knew, you know, automatically knew that I would be able to convince them that, you know, I'm not the typical stereotype of what they think I am. And that's why when I first started the music industry, I felt like even to this day, there's still no Asian American artist that's a household name. None.
Yeah, that's true.
If you ask your mom or your dad who Beyonce or Whitney Houston is, they would know them, right? Or J-Lo or, you know, Madonna, they would know them. But they don't have an Asian American artist as a household name. So when I first started the music business and I was in the R&B world singing for like Tyree, Stevie Wonder, Neo, it's weird because I get more nervous singing for like the live band in front of them than singing in front of 30,000 people for an NBA stadium. And I know because it's like, you know, singing in front of like the big soulful artists, it's like, it's very, what's the word? Intimidating. But you got like, they have the best vocalists, like the most soulful vocals, you know? So, yeah. But I, you know, being around that environment, I learned to be a better vocalist myself, and it gave me more confidence to perform.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I think, you know, if there's someone that you really respect and admire and you love what they're doing, I think that's where you get more of the pressure.
Yeah.
Because if you're performing in front of 30,000 people, let's be honest, live shows are great and they can be intimidating, but people aren't going to necessarily notice that you're a little flat or sharp on a note. They're just not.
Right.
Or if
exactly.
you mess up the words. Obviously, if it's the national anthem, they might. But other than that, they're just not going to know.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about your music theory. Do you teach singing? Do you teach at all? Or do you just kind of do your own thing?
I do my own thing. I'm more of like a self-motivator to my peers or my friends. You know, throughout my career also, that's another thing. Because I was on a TV show, Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian, my mom wasn't supportive of me being an artist. Obviously, you know, as a typical Filipina, they are nurses or they're in the medical field or something more safe as a career. So my mom was like, well, if you want to pursue music, you're on your own. I was like, fine, I'll be on my own. And then I became such an independent artist. I started working so I can prove to my family that I'm not just like a broke artist. Because as you know, artists don't make it until they really make it.
Yeah.
So I started working a lot more, and then I started gaining weight because I was so stressed out. I gained over 70 pounds, and then I stopped performing for over 2 to 3 years. And then the TV show kind of fell in my lap, and they were like, well, you know, since you used to be a singer, we love your story. You're the singer, and, you know, we're going to help motivate, you know, once you lose the weight, you're going to motivate a lot of people. I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. That's embarrassing, because to me, I was thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, if I'm really going to be serious about my music, I don't want to be just a typical girl coming from like, oh, I'm a model, or I'm an actress, and I'm a singer too. No, I'm a singer. But they were like, no, it's not going to take you away from your core as a musician. A matter of fact, it will magnify it, and it will help more people. So that opened up the avenue to the fitness now. So now I'm also known as a weight loss motivator, but my core is being a musician, the singer that lost weight from the show. And, you know, now I'm back into performing again. And that's kind of like how I fell into the national anthem, because I knew all I have to do is stand in the middle for 2 minutes in front of at least maybe 30,000 people. And then I don't have to do anything else. And all I do is hear my voice. I don't have to move. I don't have to dance. I don't have to jiggle my fat in my arms.
Yeah.
You know? So that's kind of like how I, you know, fell into that more so to get back into being confident and comfortable with myself again into performing.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how you start your process. Do you start with a melody? Do you start with a drum groove, lyrics? How do you get a song going?
You know what? It all depends. What gets to me most of the time, or what strikes my attention when I hear a beat, is the feeling of the song. I tend to gravitate towards like guitar strings or strings. Like if it's like sounds pretty or sounds sensitive, and then there's emotions involved, I dive into the emotion and then I just start writing. So I guess it all depends on the feeling and the vibe of whatever the song is.
Okay. Do you ever collaborate with people?
Oh, absolutely. I love collaborating with people.
Okay.
Because that expands your creativity.
Yeah. We just had one of our guests, Dave, texted that question. And so I thought I'd ask for him. So
yeah,
Dave, we'll ask for her website and her info later. But the answer is yes.
Nice. Okay.
Tell us a little bit about when you do your process and you write a song, how do you figure out if you're going to cut that song, if it's going to get wings and be released into the world?
You know, I can't really say. I just do, to be honest. In my mind, I have a vision of how a song's supposed to be. Let's say I have a song called Queen I Am. It's been a 5-year in the progress, right? It's sure. Somewhat done, but not really. But I know the song, how it's going to affect people. And I've already sung it without even completing the actual production. And both times that I've sung it for people, the person that I sung it for cried. And that's when I knew that it was effective. So I just know that whatever I put out there, whether it gets released or not, I don't really look into that. Although that's like the part of the business that it's a little bit more technical. Like you have to, you know, it's a little bit more technical because now I have to do some promotion or whatnot. I always look at some, you know, at certain things like, okay, if I'm going to really put something out there, I give my all to it. Right. So I want to make sure that people will know that I have a whole marketing behind it. I have a video ready to shoot or I'm shooting for it. And I have a visual and people supporting that particular music. I want to make sure that it's out there because there are so many music released right now and no one really knows it but your family or immediate friends. And that's what's sad about it because there's no promotion behind it. And one thing that I'm very big on is marketing because during that time that I gained my weight, when I stopped performing, my job was, doing marketing. And I learned bits and pieces of how marketing goes. And so to me, if I want to apply that to myself as a musician, I feel that if I'm going to put music out there, I'm going to make sure that it gets the proper attention that it deserves. Sure. And it has to be completely undeniable all the way around. Especially for what I, what I'm targeting to do for not just for myself, but for my, nation, to be honest.
Yeah. So Jerry, one of our listeners is asking, you brought up marketing. Mm-hmm. He's an indie artist and he's not sure what to do. So he's asking, where do you think is the best place for him to spend $500?
First, for $500 for marketing, I would try first doing visual for his music. I would say and start looking at a photo shoot that will attract people's attention if you have a social media. The reason why, I'm going to go back to this too. The reason why the Kardashians are so big, and I don't want to have to like use them as an example, but they really honestly made social media bigger than what it is. And that's how they're making money right now. And whether we like it or not, whether the photos are photoshopped or not, the reason people are looking at it is because it's attractive, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it compared to other women, the reason why all these women are putting stuff on Instagram or YouTube, it's because it's attractive. Unless you have like a really genuine fan base that like literally just loves your energy and just sees through it, right? So I would suggest investing that money into a proper photo shoot to have a proper graphics for your song so that it can be attractive enough for people to want to look and click on that particular song. Also, the distribution for your music. The different distribution, like SoundCloud, or even investing it into put it onto like an Instagram story or a Snapchat story or a Facebook story, invest it into that. So that way, when you start promoting it with the proper imaging, then you can also link it to say, hey, use this as your background or of your TikTok, because those are the things that's big right now. So unfortunately, whether we like it or not, we have to follow what people are, it's basically the new wave in that aspect without losing yourself as your own brand and your own image of what you want to put out there.
Yeah, so Jenny, one of the other listeners, asked, mm-hmm. assuming that you're active in social media and you make videos, mm-hmm. what else would you recommend as the next step for marketing?
I would suggest continue to look into just reach out to different people. That's pretty much how I continue to market myself, is I collaborated. I would reach out, and you know, you would be surprised as to who is reading your reading your messages. You don't necessarily have to say, hey, come listen to my music. You have to send something like striking and very genuine. Like, you really want to try to create a genuine connection with certain people that you probably admire, or certain people that you want to collab with, because you'll be surprised. Like, I've collabed with, let's say, with Instagram, right? I mean, I don't have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. I have 40,000, but they're genuine followers. I still read some of the people's, messages. And let's say I get a message that I feel like, oh, wow, this person seems cool. They're reaching out to me. They want to collab. I mean, I've done it one too many times, and they will pretty much, I will respond to them, and then we'll do a collab. Yeah. So you'll never know who you can connect with via social media right now. Especially right now is a perfect time for musicians, any artists or actors, actresses or whatever, because it's a downtime for us all. We're not performing. We're not traveling. We're not touring, really. The only thing we're doing is being in the studio, if that. There's no tour right now to be so busy into anything. This is the perfect time to reach out for a lot of different networks in the music industry.
That's great advice, Ranella. All right, I'll tell mm-hmm. you what. We're going to take a break, listen to your song, and then we'll come yes. back and we'll talk a little bit more, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, everybody, check this out. We'll be back soon. Here we go.
When it's been so long since I met somebody who treats me like of what she did to you.
I know that you've been
cool, Ranella. That was a very cool song. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind that song. What inspired it?
Well, thank you. So the song is called Down For You. And I, at that time, you know, musicians, we go through our phases. At that time, I think I was dating somebody. And, you know, when you start dating someone and they've gone through some stuff, I think we all have, and they start questioning, you know, how much love you really have for them or whatnot. And that's what I was feeling at that time. The person was feeling like as if I, you know, was doubtful of the love I was giving him. And I wanted to prove to him that this is, I'm really here for him. And that's what it's called, Down For You. But he's no longer here. So, and I'm grateful that I came out, I got a song out of him. At least. And that's what usually happens.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that's cool. Tell us, you seem very well educated. You seem like you kind of have figured out the business a little bit. For some of the indie artists or just fans in general, what are like the common mistakes people make that you think they got to avoid? If you could pick like the top three mistakes.
Man, well, one of the things is like, well, first, I would say, you know, when they're trying to do this for money and fame, if you're doing this industry for money and fame, you're definitely in the wrong industry, because you have to know that a lot of these musicians are very naturally gifted. And the reason why that they're still doing it is because it's beyond what the money and the fame is going to give. That comes with the territory. That's why people are called celebrities, because they're celebrated, you know, and that's where the word celebrity comes from. And you really have to have a lot of sacrifice behind this to get to the next level, because it's not just the glitz and glam that people see. There's also some sacrifices behind it that they don't understand. And that's where the second thing that I'm going to say is, be careful of who you trust in the business. So let's say, you know, some people are not there, you know, for, you just have to have a better, you know, you have to have a better trust factor. I don't know what the word is, but you have to have a better way of judging people to see who's going to be in your team, making sure that they believe in you, that because people are going to be jealous. Let's say you start getting the light, you start getting recognized. That's why they say it's lonely at the top. And I think that goes for any industry. It's because of this industry. It's like people start seeing like, oh, my God, this person's getting recognition. You are going to have some people that's going to be jealous or doubt you regardless. And you have to still push through that no matter what. And then the third thing is, you really have to be strong. No matter what you know, comes in front of you, and no matter what adversities, no matter what it looks like in front of you, if you genuinely believe in your heart that this is something that's for you, that's purposely for you, continue to push through no matter what anyone says. Because if that's one thing for me, if I would have believed the people that would have stopped me from the very beginning, I wouldn't be in this industry. You know, I kept on pushing through no matter what my family told me, my friends told me, like, well, there's no Asian artist that's doing this. Well, then that's good. That's the more reason for me to continue to push through and never whatchamacallit, just because there's an opportunity, that doesn't mean that that's, you have to lose your moral and integrity. And as you guys know, in this business, it's all about sex, money, drugs, or whatever. You don't have to take those, because if you really believe in your talent, you can keep walking on and around it and jump over it and be like, well, I'm still here. I can still sing. I can still do this with or without you. And it's still going to happen, because like, the world is unpredictable, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, just have fun. Have fun doing what you love. And if this is what you really want to do, just have fun with it.
That's so true.
Enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Tell us a little bit about where people can find you. Where can they buy your music, stream you, your socials, whatever you want to share for the fans?
Sure. I have some songs on SoundCloud. If you just search Ranella, R-A-N-E-L-L-A, you'll find a couple of songs that I have there. And then also on social media, it's Ranella Ferrer, R-A-N-E-L-L-A, my last name, F-E-R-R-E-R. So most of my social media is under Ranella Ferrer, from Facebook to Instagram. I use that the most. I'm also on this new live stream app called Livit, L-I-V-I-T. It's an app that people watch my stream from all over the world, from China to Thailand, to London. And it's amazing how I can connect with fans from all over. And then I stream for at least 30 minutes a day to an hour. I just sing, I talk to fans. And that's something that I do enjoy too. It's called Live It. And I'm under Ranella Ferrer on there as well.
That's great, Ranella. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight and sharing a little of your time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So to any listeners out there, if you wish to be on the Songwriter Show or you want to send over your favorite artist, please have them just reach out and contact me. I want to thank each and every fan for listening. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with the song that's coming out next Tuesday, sneak peek. It's called Change. Check it out. I love you guys. See you next week.
Don't you dare hate me, love made me crazy. Last night things were kinda hazy. I can't sit still, I'm sorry baby. Not the kind of guy to drive around Miss Daisy. There was a girl who taught me how to be a man. Left me one day, said I wouldn't understand. She made her getaway, taught me how to make mine. Now I do stuff like that, do it all the time. Embers threaten to start a fire. Don't cry for me, I'm a frequent flyer. World owes me nothing, I'm a damn liar. Every time anyone thinks they know me, I change. The older I get no regrets. I never forget to change. Change is good, change is cool. Change is my look. There's only one room. If you're good, you should, you gotta change. Every Friday night I feel oh so clever. But the next day I never remember. I can't sit still, I'm sorry baby. Brands fall out of favor, but art is forever. Maybe tonight I'll meet a match who's just as fast. Maybe a lady who won't take my crap. She'll bump me in line, she'll think we're gonna last. But she'll think twice when I keep on my mask. The embers threaten to start a fire. Don't cry for me, I'm a frequent flyer. World owes me nothing, I'm a damn liar.
www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.